AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Surfside, Florida, two more bodies have been found in the rubble of a collapsed condo building.
We've now confirmed 20 deaths. 188 people are accounted for, and 128 are unaccounted for.
Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says one of the bodies found was the 7-year-old daughter of a Miami firefighter. Governor Ron DeSantis says Tropical Storm Elsa could alter search plans.
We don't know exactly the track that it's going to take. It is possible that we could see tropical force winds as early as Sunday night in southern Florida.
Plans are in the works to tear down what's left of the building. President Biden says he's celebrating the Labor Department report that 850,000 jobs were added last month.
We're aiming for full employment, and that means keeping our pace on job growth, including for Black, Hispanic, and Asian workers.
Competition for workers is intensifying. The president also says the 4th of July will be different this year, but will be even better next year.
I am concerned that people who have not gotten vaccinated have the capacity to catch the variant and spread the variant to other people who have not been vaccinated.
The president doesn't think there will be another outbreak over the 4th, but added lives will be lost. Homes are being evacuated in Northern California because of wildfires. Alexis Homener lives in Shasta Lake.
It was cooling off and just getting to sleep really good when the sheriff came through right before first light and said, everyone has to leave, you know, so that's what we woke up to, and here we are.
Several homes in Northern California have burned. A cargo plane made an emergency landing in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Hawaii. Both people on board have been rescued. The pilots reported engine trouble. This is AP News. After nearly 20 years, the U.S. military left Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan.
Two U.S. officials say the airfield is now in its entirety in the hands of the Afghan National Security and Defense Force, while one adds the top American commander in Afghanistan, General Austin Miller, has said Bagram still retains all the capabilities and authorities to protect the forces that remain. A district administrator says the American departure was done overnight without any coordination with local officials, and as a result, dozens of local looters stormed through the unprotected gates before Afghan forces regained control. I'm Charles Diledesma.
American champion Sha'Carri Richardson cannot run in the Olympic 100-meter race in Tokyo after testing positive for a chemical found in marijuana. Richardson accepted a 30-day suspension that ends July 27th, which would be in time to run in the women's relays. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.